The Language of Science. You are going to listen to a report about a new scientific achievement. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 5, with the sentence endings, A to H. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Doctors and researchers at the University of Louisville, Kentucky, have found a new way to treat patients with heart failure. Instead of using embryonic stem cells, they are testing a new procedure to give their patients a new lease on life. They take cardiac stem cells from the patients themselves and use them for heart treatment. A recent study showed that most patients were benefiting from this bold move. We are very excited about our data. It is very promising, to say the least, Dr. Bolley, the cardiologist in charge of the study, said in a recent interview. Among his patients is Mr. Carmichael, whose failing heart left him so weak that he could not even climb the stairs in his own house. However, after the treatment with his own cardiac stem cells, he is able to negotiate the stairs with ease and enjoys working in the garden again. He feels so well that he has thought about taking up hiking together with his wife. "I feel really well," Carmichael said. "It's awesome. They're using the body to actually heal itself." 4 months after being given stem cell infusions, Dr. Bolley, the program leader, said more than half the patients in the study showed an average of 9% improvement in the way their hearts pump blood to the rest of their bodies, an indication of how well their hearts are functioning. Even though a small number of patients did not see any improvement, the leader of the study is hopeful that they can prove that their procedure will allow patients with severe heart failure to take up their normal lives again. With others, the results show that Dr. Bolley's treatment is far superior to traditional ways of treating heart failure, e.g. medication and heart surgery, including heart transplants. If the results hold, this cure could ultimately revolutionize the treatment of heart failure. So far, only a small number of patients have been given stem cells as part of the study. However, the good news is that this new form of treatment does not seem to have an adverse effect on the patient's health, as the stem cells were taken from their own tissue. Potential side effects, though, may include infection, bleeding, heart attack, and stroke. As far as Mr. Carmichael is concerned, he is convinced that this new experimental form of treatment saved his life. After his latest heart attack, he was sure that he would never be able to recover again. Since his infusion with his own stem cells, he has seen a steady recovery. The researchers from the University of Louisville are already planning a much bigger study to get more data on the effects of their revolutionary methods. Their aim is clear. They want to improve their procedure to help as many patients as possible. However, before their therapy can be widely used, they need to start a large-scale study, for which they need to raise about $20 million. For the 6 million Americans who suffer from potentially life-threatening conditions, Dr. Bolley's study is more than a ray of hope. doctors and researchers at the University of Louisville, Kentucky, have found a new way to treat patients with heart failure. Instead of using embryonic stem cells, they are testing a new procedure to give their patients a new lease on life. They take cardiac stem cells from the patients themselves and use them for heart treatment. A recent study showed that most patients were benefiting from this bold move. "We are very excited about our data. It is very promising, to say the least," Dr. Bolley, the cardiologist in charge of the study, said in a recent interview. Among his patients is Mr. Carmichael, whose failing heart left him so weak that he could not even climb the stairs in his own house. However, after the treatment with his own cardiac stem cells, he is able to negotiate the stairs with ease and enjoys working in the garden again. He feels so well that he has thought about taking up hiking together with his wife. "I feel really well," Carmichael said. "It's awesome. They're using the body to actually heal itself." 4 months after being given stem cell infusions, Dr. Bolley, the program leader, said more than half the patients in the study showed an average of 9% improvement in the way their hearts pump blood to the rest of their bodies, an indication of how well their hearts are functioning. Even though a small number of patients did not see any improvement, the leader of the study is hopeful that they can prove that their procedure will allow patients with severe heart failure to take up their normal lives again. With others, the results show that Dr. Bolley's treatment is far superior to traditional ways of treating heart failure, e.g. medication and heart surgery, including heart transplants. If the results hold, this cure could ultimately revolutionize the treatment of heart failure. So far, only a small number of patients have been given stem cells as part of the study. However, the good news is that this new form of treatment does not seem to have an adverse effect on the patient's health, as the stem cells were taken from their own tissue. Potential side effects, though, may include infection, bleeding, heart attack, and stroke. As far as Mr. Carmichael is concerned, he is convinced that this new experimental form of treatment saved his life. After his latest heart attack, he was sure that he would never be able to recover again. Since his infusion with his own stem cells, he has seen a steady recovery. The researchers from the University of Louisville are already planning a much bigger study to get more data on the effects of their revolutionary methods. Their aim is clear. They want to improve their procedure to help as many patients as possible. However, before their therapy can be widely used, they need to start a large-scale study, for which they need to raise about $20 million. For the 6 million Americans who suffer from potentially life-threatening conditions, Dr. Bolley's study is more than a ray of hope.